That's what it sounds like to pour a pint of Colorado brewed craft beer. The state's craft brewery industry is doing well, according to a report by the University of Colorado Boulder's Lead School of Business. The report, commissioned by the Colorado Brewers Guild, finds the state ranks third in the nation, just behind California and Washington, in the number of craft breweries.
You can bet that the big boys at Coors don't manually dump their kettle.
Mike King owns Revolution Brewery in Paonia, which opened 6 years ago.
I started as a brewer and became a businessman, so that side of it's, you know, newer to me than you might believe.
The study says brewery owners like King and the industry overall had an economic benefit, which includes employee wages and the buying and selling of goods in the state of $826 million last year. That's up from $704 million in 2012.
We account for a very, very small percentage of those millions. millions do not cross this brewery's path. But we have grown. We used to brew 22 gallons a day, and today we'll brew 250 gallons. So that's, a thousand. However you move those decimal points around, I think that's 1,000% growth over the 6 years.
50 miles away in the city of Montrose, Brandon Fry runs Two Rascals Brewery.
Brewing is dirty. You get water and stuff all over the floor and beer and everything else.
The report says there are 232 craft breweries in the state, and that number continues to climb.
It's great for the state as a whole. You know, we get a lot of people that are traveling through that are basically going around the entire state of Colorado trying to visit as many microbreweries as they can. It's very similar to what wine was several years ago. You know, people going to vineyards and stuff like that, which they still do, but it's nice for the craft beer industry that people are making their vacations around just stopping at different breweries and trying different stuff.
Fry's operation is small, but he's hoping to hire more staff in the near future.
As far as employees go, it's just me and my business partner, Daniel Leonardi. Our parents help us out quite a bit with our new expansion and hoping to start distributing. We're probably going to have to hire probably another 5 to 10 people to keep up with demand.
The study also finds the industry employs about 5,000 people in Colorado. King says between his brewery and tasting room, he employs 6 people, and business is good.
And what's happened is we've been able to expand with our canning and stuff, so we get to sell beer in Crested Butte and Gunnison and Delta and Hotchkiss and Grand Junction. We've been able to survive sort of a hit to the local economy because we produce something that also gets sold outside of Paonia.
When I open it all the way, it'll get clear.
Jesse Zimmerman works for King as a brewer.
I've been working here for 3 years in the brewery. I love it. I love working here. It's a great job to have, especially in Paonia, where there's not a ton of work for people that live here year-round.
King says he thinks the industry will continue to grow.
I think that you have more small breweries because people are coming to the beer.
For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.